Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point, maps. We're going to talk about maps. I have been hearing a lot of mess about the map situation in Silk Song, and I have no experience with that still, on purpose. But I've also been grumbling and griping about the good old map, or lack thereof, in Expedition 33. I've also a little bit playing through Bloodborne, having feelings about that lack of map as well. And here's the thing. I like maps. I was actually talking with a coworker yesterday about like spatial understanding and just general, like, can you read a map? Do you know where you are? How does all of that work? And I can. Like, I'm really good at it. And I basically chalk that up to video games. Like, video games very much was my introduction to being able to read a map, like, specifically the map of Cyrodiil in Oblivion, in Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion. And so I'm pretty good at it, to the point where it does feel like a map is a almost necessary component of big exploration games. And I kind of want to get into that, because Expedition 33 does not have a map. It has like an overworld map that has, well, it's bad. And then there's also, there's no like in-dungeon map. And that's kind of become this thing in my mind that when I think about my quibbles about games, this is one of them. And it's not that there isn't a map. I think that that's maybe like the important thing to get out of the way. I don't think Expedition 33 is bad because it doesn't have a map. I think the part that it really bothers me is that you are on an expedition, right? You are exploring and you are on a mission to go do a thing, and the entire concept of that game is we may not succeed, but we do it for the people who come after us. And as you play through the game, you continue to find the journal entries of other expeditions that kind of, you know, they're not doing a good job of documenting what's going on or what they have learned. Maybe we just assume that that's glossed over in the journal, and what we're getting are just the tasty flavor bits. But that's the part that really rubs me the wrong way, is that, hey, this has been it's been really shitty. Like, bad things have happened a lot. But it's been, like, somewhat successful in this journey. And since these places have names, either there are names that, like, Lune has given them in the, like, exploration. Like, why is it called Yellow Harvest? Who knows? Like, they know about the Indigo Tree. Like, that is a thing that they talk about in the very opening of that game, is that, like, we, like, the rally point is the Indigo Tree. So there is some idea of, like, landmark, at least, in Expedition 33. And I wish that, like, that was part of the game. That, like, the cartography aspect of being on an expedition and, you know, mapping the continent for the people who come after was part of the game. And I think that's really, like, besides the, like, day-to-day frustration of, you know, I guess we can kind of get into that in a minute, but the frustration of not using the map and navigating that world is annoying. Like, when you're not able to really parse how the dungeons are laid out, or, like, get turned around really easy, I think it's very, like, as a person who has, like, pretty decent spatial awareness and, like, ability to read video game landmarks to, like, make a path and, you know, repeat my steps, it's very difficult to do that in Expedition 33, and not in a fun way or in a, like, thematically interesting kind of way. And so by not mapping all of these different places that you go, it feels really at odds that all of the rally points that you hit are flags from other expeditions, right? Like, you'll bump into, like, you'll constantly find the flags for, like, Expedition 00 or Expedition, 69 is very hilariously one of the ones that I feel like I see all the time. Just maybe Bader Meinhofing myself with that one, but, you know. And so you know that they're mapping it, right? Like, you will see, like, this dungeon was explored by this expedition, and then sometimes you'll find another flag after that. So, like, we're following in the footsteps of the people who came before us, but somehow no one has a map. Like, we leave all of this stuff, but there's not, like, you don't find Expedition 34's journal, and then that journal has a map of all of the regions that they went to, and then Lune is updating them as they go. Like, there are no dungeon level maps, which just feels incongruous with what the game is about. Like, it's about, like, exploring this place, doing whatever you can, leaving behind what you know, aren't able to achieve so that the next person who comes is able to do it. And it just feels really weird to me, thematically, that there's not a map to do that. Put on top of that, like I was saying, it's really confusing to navigate, and then as you kind of explore the world, you're given more ways, how do I say this? You're given more ways to explore the world, and some of them are faster, and some of them are, you know, they open up different areas for you to go to. And my, like, actual complaints, the one that makes sense, which I'm completely on board with, is in the overworld, you can open up the overworld map, and in the overworld map, it'll show you the doors to the dungeons, or, like, all the different things that you can go into. But those don't receive a name until you have gone through them. So there are, like, plenty of areas that you can't, like, you don't know what it's called. So, like, you'll see things referenced in guides, or, you know, mostly in guides. And those things that are referenced are only available if you go inside. So you won't know, like, you'll see it on the overworld map. You'll go up and touch it. So even if something is, like, red danger, don't go in this, you will die immediately. I kind of think the best thing to do is to go in there and hit the rally point. That's before anyone's going to try to kill you anyways, and just grab that. Because at least then you'll know where Red Forest and Crimson Woods are, or whatever, and that they are different, because on the map they do look the same. And that's kind of important, an important distinction. The other thing is the map, like the actual map gateways on the overworld map, there's a color code to them that, if it is explained anywhere, I don't remember where, and it's that if the swirly portal is blue, there's either no enemies there, or you are super over-leveled, so it's not going to be challenging. If it is gold, I think that means that you are at the appropriate level to go in there. White or gold, unclear. And then if it's red, there'll usually be a thing that says, this is like the Abbas Cave, and it is like danger underneath it, and then the thing is red. So you know, hey, don't go in there, you're gonna have a bad time. Which is fine. Like that, I'm good with that to some degree. The part where I like kind of bristle a bit is that's not on the map, right? Like, it's not on the overworld map. Like, you are not like indicating to me that, you know, I have to go from one side of the map to the other side of the map to find out if this is the place that I should be going, or if this is like the next logical step to take. And I spend 3 minutes navigating from one side of this map to the other side, and actually, well, you can't do it anyways. And it's unclear. Like, I know that there are some like level cap stuff in the game that's like, some of these things are designed for characters who are like, I don't, like 70 or 80, like level 70 or 80, and I am not that. But since there is, like, there is an indication of this is dangerous, but there is not an indication of when it won't be dangerous, there's just, like, not enough there's not enough indication for me to know, okay, well, when should I come back here? So every couple levels, I end up, like, I finish a thing and then say, sure, where do I go next? I load up the overworld menu, realize that I don't remember any of the places that I didn't go to, let alone the one that I did go to, and then go there again. It still says danger. I guess I can't go into this place. And then I just kind of spin around. And I think that that's really frustrating too. Like, if there is an indicator in the world, like if there is, like, this space is telling me, do not go here, it is dangerous, that should be somewhere other than just in the open world. Like, I should be able to see that elsewhere. Because it's already there. Like, you already did it. Like, the work is already there. Even just, like, put a little circle around each of the little dungeons that tell me what this thing is, I think would be... it would be a slightly better map in that degree. And then kind of the final thing here about, like, the map in this game that is kind of annoying is that, like, I don't know where to go. Like, normally in games like this, there's, like, this logical progression, right? Like, as you get closer and closer to where the end goal of this game is, like, as you get closer to the final quest marker, right? Like, you have to go do this thing. This is the next logical step. The things in a circle around that area are going to be just below the level of the thing that you need to do, and it will radiate outwards from there. And Expedition 33 doesn't do that. You are, like, literally crossing the map to find things to do. And since I don't know, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing when it comes to side stuff, and also when I don't know, like, where the, like, I don't remember where this person is that I went to and said, hey, you have a quest for me, and then I left because it was too dangerous there, so now I need to go back. Who knows? It was in the snow zone. There's, like, 5 different snow zones now, though. And they're all of differing levels of difficulty. Like, there's one where it is, like, this is part of the main quest. You should be, like, level 20 to do this. And then there's this other one that has been danger for the last 20 hours for me. So it's, like, unclear. And then really, really, like, when we talk about readability, and I was listening to a podcast the other day that mentioned this, like the Unreal Engine 5 kind of sheen on Expedition 33, and, like, not like a bad, I don't know, like, maybe they mentioned it a bad way, but it's, like, clear that you can tell that this is, like, basically stock lighting from Unreal Engine 5, and I guess I can kind of see it. Like, it is very, like, overblown. It's very, this is going to, you know, it's going to pop on HDR, is, like, the look of, like, hey, look, this is a graphical powerhouse. This is how you know. Look at all of the, like, particle effects and all of the, like, lens flare. Like, it just looks like an Abrams movie. And the real problem here is that when we talk about readability, when we talk about maps, my concern with this, like, my frustration with what I'm about to say, would be completely solved if you were to capture, like, what color the portal was when you went to it the first time. But unfortunately, it doesn't do that, which means that you are, like, the swirly portal that you enter to get into a dungeon is impossible to see in the lighting. Like, it is, like, a watery whirlpool of, like, very vague, like, drop some food coloring in one of those, like, homemade tornado bottles that you make out of 2-liter bottles. Like, that's how bright and vibrant they are, right? Like, it is hard to tell that there's even a thing to do here, let alone what color it is. And then you add into that, like, the environment in the overworld is, like, so lush and overgrown that most times, unless I am spot checking the map, like, constantly, I don't know where a place that I can stop is, let alone being able to look from a distance and say, oh, that one's red. I don't need to spend the additional 10 seconds going over there. I can just avoid that, go to the next one. And it's kind of gotten to the point where I can't even spot the portals. Like, the ones that are, like, on the ground level, especially in the opening area and like act two-ish area, they're just like impossible to see because everything's so overgrown and it's not next to a major landmark sometimes, most of the time. So you're just kind of like flying around, checking the map constantly. That isn't useful. It doesn't let you zoom in enough. It doesn't like kind of let you ping anything or like drop a marker and say, okay, I want to go to Yellow Harvest. There's like no indication that like this one is connected to also this other zone. So it could be like a completely different side dungeon that is like disconnected with the entire like world area that you're in. Or the one that I'm talking about, the Yellow Harvest, you like, there is an unknown gate that you just go to and it connects up to Yellow Harvest. And I found myself going there. I was like, oh, this is interesting. This is new. There's a cave system. There's a chromatic in here. And then all of a sudden I just popped out into the main area of Yellow Harvest. And you're like, oh, so I could have actually just done this forever ago, but I didn't know. And I didn't know because there was no map showing me that there was stuff here. And that's like, it's one thing when you are rewarding exploration, right? Like you go into Yellow Harvest for the first time as part of the main story and you're going around and you can explore it and you can find new stuff. You can find items and more chroma and all of that stuff. But the thing that really bothers me, and it's kind of back to the logical progression of difficulty, is that each one of these areas tends to have the, like, this is the main path stuff, and then there is a more difficult thing. So Yellow Harvest is a good example. It is a main story area that you go through in Act 1, I think. You go through it, and you, like, do the story stuff, and there's lots of different places you can explore. So this place that I stumbled on 20 hours later, I think I could have done that, like I could have found that when I went through in the first playthrough. There's also a like different cave system that is there that has, there's a chromatic Nevron in there, which is one of the really difficult ones. And then there is a mime hiding in Yellow Harvest. And the struggle that I have is it's fine to go through there and then run into the mime and then get your ass handed to you, and then you have to start the level over from the rally point again. Like, I guess that's fine, but this is not a game where I need to sit down and have a notebook next to me of saying, mime, Yellow Harvest here. You know, like, this is not like a puzzle game. It's not a difficult game that requires you to have, like, an encyclopedic memory of how it works. Except when it does. Like, when I would like to go clean up all these difficult challenges, like, when I want to go find a Petonk, right? The like, orb guy that zips around the environment, but they're really hard to defeat sometimes. I don't want to have to remember where the blue one is. You know? Like, and if I do have to remember where the blue one is, at least make it easy for me to find them or get back to them. And it's the same for the mime. Like, I finally got like a decent amount of levels on me. I felt pretty confident about where I was going to go. And I was like, okay, fine. It's time to take on that ancient sanctuary mime. It took me 20 minutes to find him because, you know, there is no map. There's no way for me to go find. Like, I remember the landmark. I remember there is a fallen down house in a large clearing. Hell if I know how to get there. And it makes it even more confusing when there's like multiple entry points. Like, as you change the world, you are able to get into areas from a different way, and then you have to remember the name. It's a chaos. It's just an absolute disaster. And it's like really been bothering me because I'm in Act 3 now. Like, I have like, hey, do the last thing of this game, and now it is time to go explore. And so I'm exploring. Like, I'm having fun exploring. But like, I don't even remember all of the stuff I was supposed to remember in order to explore everything. And I don't know where the stuff is. I don't know where the like difficult stuff is. And I don't know like what actually matters to do, because there's no hierarchy of side stuff versus, you know, other stuff. So on one hand, really been loving it. On the other hand, like, if there is going to be one quibble I have with Expedition 33, it will be the map. I know that it is like such a dumb, contentious thing, but it's not that there isn't a map for me to just know where I am. It's so much more important to game design than, you know, just knowing exactly where you are. And I'm hearing this from people playing Silksong too, of like, it's really bullshit that you have to buy the map. It's also really bullshit that you have to equip the compass in order to know where you are on the map. And like, on one hand, I would prefer it if that's how Expedition 33 worked, you know, like, give me a map and make me sit down and look at the landmarks that I can see and triangulate my location. And that's good enough. Like, I don't need to have like a little quest marker guy on there that will always tell me, you know, where I am on the map. Just give me a map. And the frustrating thing is that, like, this means that that work to make a map for this game falls on the people who are making guides for this game. So now someone has to go in and they have to doodle a map for it to be even somewhat relevant to, you know, people who are trying to find where this damn mime is. Because otherwise, you have the classic, take a left if you've gone past the railroad tracks, you've gone too far. And that's terrible. Like, that's terrible. That's an awful way to try to, like, help people find a thing that they're looking for. Especially when the thing they're trying to find is the cute outfit where you get to wear a baguette. Like, that, I mean, that's why I'm here, really. Like, so just make it easy for me to do that. Yeah, maps. I like maps. I think there should be games with maps. And you can have fun with it. Like, it doesn't need to be the Resident Evil map, but, like, just have a map. Like, a good one. I think that's going to do it for today. I got to go hop on this train here pretty soon. But I appreciate you hanging out with me while I rant about maps. This is a fun one, and I appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out. Have a good rest of your day. Mine's about to start, so hopefully yours is about to end. Or, you know, have a good start, I guess. Go check out the website, 70%complete.com. I've got some really fun stuff coming up pretty soon. A new project that I'm working on. Two new projects, actually. Very busy. And I also just got the, I got review code for the 1.0 version of Mars First Logistics, which is a Kerbal Space Program-like game where you deliver stupid shit on Mars with rovers that you make. Which I am really stoked to play. It's a good soundtrack, if anything. Like, go listen to the soundtrack, and then come hang out next week as I play through some of that. It's going to be fun. But yeah, that's going to do it for me. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll see ya. Bye.